Pericles the elder, and Pericles the younger. Pericles contracted the disease shortly after the outbreak. The plague had taken his sons and weakened Pericles's army and his war plan. Now it was taking his life. It was a slow, painful death, and Aspasia stayed with him throughout the ordeal. The people ousted Pericles from leadership after the devastation of the plague. But then, floundering without leadership, they quickly reinstated him. Pericles had no living legal heir, so he petitioned that his son by Aspasia be granted Athenian citizenship. This was a bold move. It contradicted his Periclean citizenship law, since Aspasia was a Medic, but the authorities granted the younger Pericles citizenship. Pericles, builder of the Parthenon, magnificent orator, and leader to the Athenians, died in 429 BC. Caption: Athens possessed an outstanding navy, composed of warships like the one illustrated on this vase. Aspasia's final days. After Pericles's death, not much is recorded about Aspasia. She raised her son and married a sheep farmer. Young Pericles grew up and became a general just as his father had been. In the last years of the Peloponnesian War, he led the Athenian navy to victory against Sparta, only to be caught in torrential weather. 2,000 soldiers were tossed overboard. When he returned, the people put him on trial, with 30 other commanders. Ignoring petitions by Socrates, all were put to death. It is unknown whether Aspasia was still alive to see her son's execution. At that point, she would have been almost 70 years old. The Peloponnesian War lasted 27 years and ended in Athenian defeat. Aspasia's ideas live on through her influence on great Greek writers like Socrates and Xenophon. Further, her relationship with Pericles and her impact on him assure her a place in history. Caption: This statue of Aspasia was discovered in 1777.